views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Everyone to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping you to lighten the load of life's challenges. Each show, we shine the spotlight on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyles, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. One of those challenges you may find is your health and your attitude around your health. And some days it's just easy to have a great attitude. But the days you find yourself not feeling well or in pain and trying to work with either a virus or a bacteria or a disease, or, well, your vibration can be affected. I'm going to be able to share now, because I'm ready to go public, that the last 2 weeks I was trying to work with scarlet fever. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, my vibration went through lots of highs and lows. Healing can go at high speed when a vibration is high and we continue to love and work with ourselves. And I really did really work with myself. Scarlet fever is just one of the most itchiest, painfulest, horrible things. And it took some effort to keep that vibration high. And so today I'm really excited because we are going to talk about one of those techniques that do exactly that. They're going to raise your vibration. This particular technique is called Reiki, and myself, I was introduced to Reiki more than 10 years ago, but in 2007, I did decide to take a trip to Japan and climb Mount Karama, where Isui received the Reiki powers. Well, if I could combine the words magical and mystical and epic all together, that would probably relay my experience the best. But the best way that I could do this is I'm bringing on Reiki Master Andrea LaValle to teach us more about this powerful, peaceful, effective technique called Reiki. So, hello, Andrea. I want to say hello to you first before I say who you are, but hello, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing much better today.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. That's good to hear.
You must have been sending some special Reiki powers. And before we actually talk about Reiki Reiki healing and that technique and energy, you yourself, I'd like to share with everybody, beyond being a speaker and an author and a beautiful empowerment coach and all those things, you have chosen Reiki to become a master in because why? What was it that... What drew you to it, and how did you learn about it that made you want to do it? And come to today's show and tell us all about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor to be here. I think congratulations, and I think this is a wonderful platform for you for
thank you.
Bringing on amazing guests and to help people to feel good and feel better about themselves. So I really appreciate you having me on. Reiki, my gosh, you know, I remember not knowing what Reiki was. I actually do remember, you know, when I first heard the word Reiki, and it was from a coworker, and she mentioned, I want to study Reiki. I'm like, Reiki, okay, I think I've heard of that before, not really sure what it is. Fast forward, oh, I don't know, 6 years later, suddenly, again, Reiki comes up. And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I need to look into what Reiki is and how I can, learn about it and what it is. And I remember getting this, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I remember getting an email in my email, and I don't know how this person got my name. I don't know, but she was having a free Reiki, information session, and I thought, okay, I don't know how this came about, but I'm going to check it out. And so I went, and she was amazing, and I learned about Reiki and how it can help heal and how, you know, we can harness the power within us to help others to raise their vibration. And the nice thing about Reiki is as you're helping others heal, you're healing as well. So that's basically my Reiki story, yeah.
Would you say that then if somebody were to absolutely not even know any language at all, they have no words, no language, and somebody says to them, Reiki, and you were to say, okay, is that, would you think of that more as a healing technique or more specifically as a raising vibration technique, or is that correct? If somebody is in their own world right now and they think, I need to be healed, I need some healing done, would this be one of okay, that's so, if listeners out there, you need some healing done, or you want to give healing, then Reiki would be that. So if you could explain, like, share with us your interpretation of how, why would one even want to raise their vibration, and what does that mean to raise their vibration, and what can, and once we do raise our vibration, what happens? And I threw three at you there.
Yeah, you would have to be pretty open-minded to even, first of all, know what Reiki is, and even if you've never heard of it, and I say, okay, it's a healing technique. Some people, not everyone, that's why the open-mindedness comes in, would be like, uh-oh. Or even raise vibration, people would be completely lost. So it's really one of those things where you have to be ready to learning what it is or experiencing what it is. Because to tell someone it's a healing tool or it's a tool to help heal you, raise your vibration so that you can heal, many people I find may get turned off by it, you know, at least in my own community. So, you know, I try to say, you know, it's something where, you know, it's energy. Again, that's another word where people like, okay, bye.
Love that
so
word.
It's energy. It's working with everything, you know, you have to explain everything is energy. Everything, there's good energy, there's bad energy, there's high energy, there's low energy. Everything's vibrating. We may not be able to see it with our naked eye, but everything is vibrating, so everything is energy. And how you're feeling right now, that's your energy. You know, how you were going to feel a little later, that's your energy. You're constantly vibrating, and things are constantly affecting your energy and attacking your energy. So Reiki is a great tool to help raise your vibration so that you can heal, so that you can get on with just kind of knowing, so feeling, maybe getting some, I'm trying to find the right word, but maybe feeling whether it's empowerment or whether it's your own self revelations on what to do.
Wow.
How to do it.
Oh, I
so
like that.
Actually,
I want to explore
work. Yeah.
I love the self-revelation. That was real. You know what's funny? Because I'm using this example because I just was going through. I mean, we go through something every day. Every day we wake up and we feel a certain way.
Isn't that
and
great?
Really those thoughts. Yes, well, it can be. And some people are really going, no, it's not. They wake up and, you know, I have some friends that wake up and say, God, it's another horrible day. And I think, oh, no. Oh, we need to raise that vibration. Because if we are waking up and we are feeling horrible, like sometimes with the scarlet fever, I was waking up and thinking, oh, my gosh, I kind of don't want to be in this body right now. But then I'm not accepting myself. I'm not loving myself. I'm not. So these are things where you just said self-revelation. I really made the time and the appointment to, like, first of all, can we do Reiki on ourselves? Or is it always somebody doing Reiki on somebody? That would be a great question because I would like the listeners to know this for sure. Is this not, what kind of, who does
absolutely.
This technique? Who does this?
Well, that's what I love with all my heart about Reiki. That's just, like, I love that about Reiki. When I, again, when I went to the information session, she's like, level one is self-healing. I'm like, oh, wow, I can heal myself with this? And that's just amazing. So, yes, you can heal yourself with Reiki. So it's really about learning the hand positions, and it's really about using those hand positions because different hand positions, different symbols. Reiki also incorporates symbols, have different energy and vibration, and some vibrate much higher, like the symbol you would learn in master class is a much higher vibration than the symbol you would learn in your level two class.
Mm-hmm. What can somebody, if I was going to get a session from you, what could I expect? What could anyone expect walking into a Reiki session? Now, we'll have 2.5 minutes before commercial break, so we can always continue after. But like, if you can walk us through somebody from that point going, I would really like to either receive healing or learn to self-heal, and they pick up the phone and they call somebody and they book it. Now they're walking in. If you could take us like what that session would look like and feel like, that would be, and take your time with that, because it's going to be, and no, Reiki sessions can be long and short. So yeah, what can people expect when they get this?
Different people, different experience. I've had Reiki sessions where I felt amazing afterwards. And I've had Reiki sessions where I really didn't feel anything. And that wasn't because the practitioner wasn't great. It was really maybe, you know, I wasn't ready. Or my vibration was already where I needed it to be. Or, I mean, so I think for some people, if they're really low vibrational, they would probably get the most effect. But keep in mind, Reiki also works with your belief system as well. And my belief system is that you are the one healing, not the Reiki, not me. So everyone would have a different experience, but basically, you know,
what does it look like? Start that again. I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, you're fine. You have your clothes on, so it's not like a massage where you would strip down and leave your undergarment on. So you have you're fully clothed, and you lay on a massage table, but I've done it on couches and beds. And it's very relaxing for a lot of people. That's the most common response is I feel more relaxed. Mm-hmm. And if you're more relaxed, your vibration's higher.
Yay.
Let go some of that baggage that might be weighing down your vibration. So some people feel more relaxed. But anyway, 45 minutes to an hour is usually a Reiki session. And, you know, you relax while the practitioner does whatever she does in her Reiki session. So my Reiki session basically goes through the Reiki symbol. I clear the energy with like a simple, basically like a hand swoop in, if you want to call it that. And again, you know, dark and heaviness, that's energy. We're clearing that out, and we're leaving light, and we're leaving love, and we're leaving joy in replace of that. And that's how I like to look at it.
Mm-hmm. When we come back after this commercial, though, I do want to go back into what you said about the symbols, and I'm going to ask you if we're working with chakras or not. Okay, so when we're back.
Okay.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
About Reiki. I just want to tie this together for all the listeners here. Reiki is something we're talking about, a healing technique that is is, I'm going to say, it's like a massage with no touch, but it's completely wrapping you up in this energy ball, and your Reiki master, your Reiki healer is helping to share that light, like remove the dark and heavy, and help you to receive more of that light and clearing. And we're here with Andrea. Andrea, just before we left, I want to ask you, when you are saying, we can maybe walk us through a bit more detailed steps so they can understand, but when you're doing as practitioner, putting your hands over and around and sharing or conducting, maybe is a better word, the energy, you mentioned something about symbols, and I wanted to bring up the word chakras. Can you let us know what are you working with chakras? And then, to piggyback on that question, what are you doing with these symbols, and what are these symbols? So chakras and symbols.
Yeah. So the way I learned Reiki, because people might have learned it differently for those who might be listening who have taken some Reiki training. So I learned 4 Reiki symbols, maybe it was 5 even. So there are different symbols for different purpose. And the symbols are basically you draw the symbols with your hands. So maybe the purpose behind one of the symbol could be emotional healing. One of the symbol maybe to heal in good energy. One of the symbol could be for distant healing. So different symbols, uh-huh. different meaning. And yes, it is working with the chakras. So we do work with the chakras because that's our energy center. And the beautiful thing about Reiki is, you know, if you're brokenhearted or you're emotionally drained and you've gone through, you know, a bad experience, you know, and we're healing, let's say, the crown chakra, but the heart chakra needs it the most, that's where the healing will go. So even if you're not, I'm not over the crown, the heart chakra, it still gets healing no matter where I'm working, where the energy goes, mm-hmm. where it's needed. That's the beautiful thing about Reiki, but it does work with the chakra and more, you know, basically if you don't know what chakra is, don't worry. It's really about clearing your energy and raising your vibration. And that really makes it an amazing experience, you know, for someone who may be going through a heartache or a breakup or even pain. Chakra Reiki is great for pain. So if you're in pain, I've had stories where I had a client who came in with pain, never told me she had the pain until after the session, and felt that the Reiki helped her pain. The Reiki session helped her pain. So it's good for many things because, you know, if you're feeling sad, that lowers your vibration. If you have pain, that lowers your vibration. If you are hurting, it lowers your vibration. So Reiki is really about clearing out those heaviness and bring in light, love, peace, even just to raise your vibration one notch. If you're feeling despair, one notch might be, you know, feeling something above that. So you may not bring it all the way up to a high level of energy or vibration such as joy or bliss, but even to bring it to one notch is healing.
I love that. So you two things that were so wonderful in that is that you mentioned, you just shared with us that this doesn't it can either be a physical heaviness or pain, but it also can be an emotional. You mentioned sadness and heartache and just tired. I love that Reiki can help with both of those. And I also love that you mentioned just one notch. We're not going for, one of the commercials actually for Humanity Healing literally said, you know, this isn't just an overnight solution. And what you just shared was every step counts because every night, every overnight little bit, it makes that an entire healing process start. And you brought up healing, distance healing. Can you share how would that work with somebody? Yeah,
so because Reiki is energy, and for people who are like you and I, we know a lot about energy, it's very linear. So there's no yesterday or tomorrow. Distance, that's a part of it. That's a part of healing and energy. So we're trained with Reiki to do distant healing. I'm a Reiki master, so I have all the levels. And so distant healing means you don't have to be in my presence for the Reiki, which is amazing. So someone can send a picture of themselves, and that's enough. And I could, you know, we do the Reiki as if they're there. So I may focus on them,
picture,
and the energy, and send healing to them from anywhere on the planet, which is amazing.
I'm so excited about this one. So if you could, is there a particular story that you could share with us about that? And also, if you could answer, does someone need to, quote unquote, give permission to you to receive this? Or like, if the whole world is aching, can we send this love out and still heal the world? Or if an individual, must they say, yes, I accept this? And can you give us a story about this too?
Yeah.
I love just throwing everything at you, Andrea.
No, it's fine. I'm smiling. I'm like, oh, what a good question. Okay, so here's an example. You know, I was learning Reiki at the time. You're going to love this one, Lisa. At the time, I had a sick cat. And I sent, in my course, they said send pictures of the person or the animal that needs healing. So that my cat needed healing. So I emailed the picture, and the cat wasn't there. I wasn't even there. And they sent healing, distant healing to my cat, Charlie. And guaranteed the next day he was back to being himself. So that's one example of my personal experience with distant healing. Another example you were asking for, do they need permission? It's ideal if you can get permission from the person. So, for instance, if you wanted to send energy, you know, your mom's not feeling well, and I just want to send her some Reiki, but I know she'd say no if I asked, because she'd probably think it's, you know, weird stuff. You could still do it, and the energy, if not go to, it would go to the, for their best, their highest interest, for their best, their highest interest. So it would, if they still reject it energetically, then it would go to the person who's requesting the Reiki, and that's how I learned how that works. And the other call, so you asked me three ones. So yeah, I think permission is ideal, you know. Healing the planet, amazing. Yes, you can. You can look in a magazine and see, you know, a girl in Somalia starving, and you could send her Reiki. Never meeting the girl, never meeting the person, never been to a city that's been demolished by war or whatever it is, you could definitely send Reiki energy there. Reiki energy is very positive. It's high vibrational. So for sure, it doesn't hurt. Even just good people being on the planet helps the planet. So they're not really doing anything but being good. We're raising the vibration of our planet and of our universe, just having good people being good people. So for sure, sending Reiki to the planet, to a plant, to an animal, to someone who lives 5,000 miles away, it's all good. And it's amazing.
You love that, because we're really speaking about the collective conscious at this point. And oh goodness, because there are so many good little things that you said in there. I was listening to all these things. When you sent it out and somebody, they rejected, you used the word rejected, and somebody, because some people absolutely adamantly say, do not do that for me, or I do not want to receive that from you. If that's something that's in your world, and we're out there doing stuff, and that person really is, two things I would like to say, and I wondered, I was going to ask you about this. Say I'm out and about, and I'm feeling pretty high vibrational, just buzzing along, and I felt that I did want to, you know, I said hello or good morning to somebody, and they really, you know, snapped at me and said, no, it's not a good morning, or get away from me, or something like that, you know, because there are people who, that's absolutely fine, they're entitled. Now, I could very well, first, I'd probably be a little shocked or taken back, or I might even be hurt a little bit myself. Is it important to, if I was aware of the rejection of something, should I take a moment to then heal, like to concentrate on healing myself with some Reiki, or would I just, what should I do in that, what would one do in that instance if they're feeling rejected or attacked by somebody?
Yeah, well, you definitely have options. You can just totally ignore them. You can probably curse back at them, which I know you wouldn't do, Lisa, because I know you very well.
No, never.
You would never, I know. Or you could definitely send them good wishes. It may not be Reiki, but you could just send them, you know, well, I wish you well in your heart. You may not say it out loud because, gosh, you'd probably get attacked again.
Right.
That's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Because
we don't, you know.
A lot of people... Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people say, oh, I have to protect myself or I have to put a wall up. And see, I was once taught actually that it takes a lot of energy to put a wall up and to protect yourself constantly. And this is just something that I've heard, and it really felt good to me, to me personally, that to allow it to either just go, oh, I mentioned this in the beginning of the show, to get through things, not over things. Like, I don't want to put a wall, so it has to go up. When you're doing Reiki and you're doing the symbols, are the symbols there to enhance the channel of the energy, or is just something to, why the symbols? Like, what would the purpose of symbols do when you're drawing them with your fingers?
Yeah, they're higher vibrational. So whatever, you know, it could be the symbols. It could be essential oils. It could be whatever is higher vibrational.
Oh.
It could be, you know, sage. Or it could be just your thoughts. You could just use your thoughts of love and light. So the purpose of the symbol is really, it's just a higher vibrational thing that, you know, sometimes when I'm drawing a symbol over someone, let's say their knees feel kind of cold. So I might get an impression that their circulation's not that great, and I draw a symbol over the knee. I could kind of feel like it's just a stronger, more powerful moment to draw the symbol over the knee, like almost like it's more than just having my hands there, putting the symbol there. It's just a more powerful way to maybe get things going, get things flowing. Or I could just use my thoughts and just send love and light, or I can maybe put some essential oils, or yeah, it's so symbols
where your intuition.
Yeah, for you into another thing I love about Reiki, you know, there's many great modalities out there, but Reiki is almost like your 101. Just using intuition, just going with your gut, because you're also working with your guides or an angel or whoever while you're doing Reiki. So it's...
I have giant questions when we come back. Oh, my goodness.
Angel cards. I wasn't prepared for giant
angel
questions.
Angel cards and guys.
We'll
be right back.
All right.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
we are back. And Andrea, I don't know if you're catching all these commercials, but you are a cat lover as much as I am. And so those commercials. Yeah. And in fact, that last one where it talks about shaking the feathery toy in front of the face, in fact, I swear that my cat Brinks, he doesn't even go for that usually, but I just try it, and then I burst out laughing because I remember the commercial.
Yeah. I thought those were cute, yeah.
Andrea, we're back and we're talking about Reiki. And Andrea, I wanted to share with all the listeners, I just had an aha moment when you shared your last response here, and I want to recap this because you were bringing up how, okay, Reiki is absolutely this modality, this technique that we can use. And you said at the beginning that it's not that we specifically are doing this healing. It's the person doing the healing themselves, but you're channeling, you're allowing, you're helping, you're being the conduit. But then you said, which already that was amazing, you also said that there are so many things that we can use to strengthen that as we're using our intuition. We can be using essential oils, the symbols, the sage, our thoughts alone. And the more I thought about how you said, it's going with your gut. It's like you're just there to love and be present for the other person, to hold the space and this energy, to allow them to feel safe, to let go and do these things. And that made me really excited to come back and ask you about guides and angels or using angel cards or whatever that is, because you're not alone when you do this. We have the conscious collective. We have everything around us. Can you share with us about how you might use guides or angels or angel cards, or how you've received that from somebody else?
Yeah. So definitely for sure, Reiki is about, someone comes to see you, they want healing, or maybe they're curious. They have some doubts. But the fact that they came because there's something that there's a part of them that feel that this could do something for them, for sure, the healing is about sending them love and light, sending positive healing energy and thoughts. And I think that's a big part of it. If we're going to call ourselves healers, we have to do it in love. So, working with energy also means working with spirit. And, I really haven't really had an experience with angel cards. I know what they are. I have angel cards, but I don't really incorporate it in my Reiki. But yeah, each Reiki session, for anyone that does Reiki, you might already know this, or if you've had Reiki, you might maybe have seen it or maybe not. You are calling on your guides or at least that guide that you know will put you in a higher vibration spiritually, because it's about healing. I always say a prayer. I'm Christian, so I do call on Jesus. So it all depends. Each Reiki practitioner calls on different spiritual guides, or it could be angels. It could be, and I work with angels as well, so I might ask for angels to be present in the healing, and for the person's, highest good. So it's a part of Reiki, and that's really what Reiki is. It's a part of Reiki. You're the ultimate healer. The person on the table is the ultimate healer, their faith.
Yeah.
But more or less, you are there, like you said, you are facilitating the energy and really being that person to send the love and light to that person.
Now, are you asking for you as a practitioner, you're asking for your guides or angels to help? Or are you asking, did you prior to beginning the session, have you asked the receiver if they have particular guides or angels, or do you maybe instruct them that they could ask their own guides? Like, you get everybody in a big party, like send out the invitations and say, come on, everybody, we're here for the greater good.
Yeah. No. The person comes in and they're just there for the healing, and they lie on the table and relax. And the practitioner is the one that's facilitating everything else. So asking for the guides, asking for clearing of the room, clearing of the space, it's my own guides and
you're wrong.
Yeah.
And as a practitioner, when you're done the session,
what are you, is there a shift in you? Do you feel drained? Do you feel energized? Like, what do you go through as a practitioner through the session and then after the session?
Yeah, that's a good question. I remember asking my Reiki practitioner the same question, and she said, in the beginning, I was feeling pretty drained, and then I realized that I shouldn't be using my own energy. You know, I should be... So I don't feel drained. In fact, I feel even more energized because I feel Reiki energizes me. Sometimes, though, if the client needs a lot of clearing, it can be draining, but not in a bad way. Obviously, you're there to help, but it can be.
Right.
But for the most part, you're not using your own energy, so you don't really feel drained. It's more using the Reiki energy. You know, I had a very intuitive client that she right away, once I cleared the room, once I drew the symbols, she says, I feel the Reiki energy already. And I hadn't done anything. So it's like this, you could call it a Reiki energy comes into play. And that's what you're working with. So not really your own energy.
Right.
So it's
actually reminding me of funny.
Might be pretty intense. And I love your Reiki story of going to Japan. That's just amazing.
Yeah, I will share that actually. And you know what's funny? You reminded me of when my dad, actually, when I was 16, my dad taught me how to drive. And I don't know if I was so nervous as I was, you know, I'm learning how to operate a large vehicle. And I remember I was turning the corners and he was very specific. And I remember this because he says, I can see that you're a really great driver, but you're struggling with when you turn the corner, you're trying to turn the corner and then bring the wheel back. I was trying to bring the wheel back and not let it just flow back. And when he taught me this and he taught me about how to do that with the gas and everything, boy, oh boy, did I ever, I like love turning corners now. It's been, you know, decades of driving and you just, when you allow, and that's what just, you reminded me, I was trying to force it. I just allowed that energy, the
what a great analogy, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, thank you. And you know, I'm having so many aha moments that I was trying to sit down to even do this show right now. Now I can't help it. I'm walking around. I feel the energy from it right now. But
yeah, it's a fun topic. I love it.
Isn't it? And you know what? I can feel you getting that. You know, sometimes, and I really think this is important to share with everybody. Everybody who's listening is definitely a part of the conscious community. And we're all here and we're learning, we're listening, we're sharing. And sometimes when we just get bogged down with life, like just the mundane and the stuff that happens in life, we sometimes forget what joy it is of the energy and the connection we have with people and that we have with our own selves. And I think that's why it's really fun for me to have you on as a guest, especially talking about this, because it does remind you and it reminds me, and hopefully it's reminding others, just the power that we really do have, you know, just to feel not just so heavy. And I guess what the show is all about, like, you know, lightening up life a little bit, right? And, oh, you light when you're doing Reiki.
And it's great because, you know, when you're done and someone gets up and go, oh, my, I feel so light. I feel so relaxed. Mm-hmm. And I had pain in my elbow and now it's gone. And I felt something when you did this. And it's like, wow, I'm amazed. And I was just doing Reiki.
it's like magic.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, oh, really? Like, you don't know what's going to come out. And so it's just an amazing tool and an amazing modality that amazing thing. Only good things could come of it, really, because you're there to heal. And healing is a positive. So it could only be good things that come out of it.
And there's no speed at healing. And this is a funny story about the Japan that I don't often share. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a bit of embarrassment at first, but I'm going to share it right now. Here we go, live.
Okay.
Andrea, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, but I love your Reiki story. I think I've heard it.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I did share this one with you because I knew it. You would laugh at me. But okay, so here it is. So I really, really had to, it was in like my life's plan purpose. I decided that I needed to go to Paris, in fact.
before my 30th birthday. And I had to go, but nobody was going to go with me. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, am I actually going to go alone? So I asked this one of my girlfriends at work. I didn't really know her, but she was there and we got along. And she said, oh, I can't go because I'm going to Japan. And she goes, well, would you want to go to Japan? And I was like, oh, well, okay, yes, I do. Let's go. I had never wanted to go to Japan in my life before this. But I thought, I still have to get to Paris. By the way, everybody, yes, I did go to Paris. But I went to Japan first. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I need to go to Japan so that I can go to Paris. Maybe this is a step. Maybe this is the universe saying there's something in Japan that I need to learn before I could go to Paris. So I decided that I would make it a very spiritual experience. There would be no partying, no, you know, gallivanting. This is a spiritual stuff. I was so strict about it. It was funny. So we were going to stay with the monks for a while and go and get to, I think it's near Kyoto, which Mount Kurama is, where Isui, he meditated, did his meditation for 21 days and then received this Reiki power. So
right.
We're girls. It was my girlfriend and other girlfriend that she had there was teaching English in Japan. So we get there. And, oh, my goodness. Well, we were being all silly, taking train after bus after... Oh, I muted myself just to get to this place. And then I wasn't thinking that a mountain would close. Like, I wasn't thinking there's an opening time and a closing time, but I just climbed the mountain. Well, apparently, we just took too long and we were gabbing and we got there. And it was now dark. It was dark. We were going to climb the mountain dark and it's closed. There's no lift that would take you. We had to walk this mountain now, like, climb it for real climate. And I thought, what? I'm not going to leave Japan without doing this. So, as we are climbing, one of my girlfriends has asthma, so I didn't know, and she didn't want to say anything right away because she didn't want that to hinder anything. So as we're traveling up here, it's getting darker, it's getting colder, we weren't prepared, so we're using our cell phones as flashlights, and, you know, really cool things happen, like two deer show up and to guide us the way at some point, and then halfway through, there's a place where all the monks are there, and they're chanting, and quite honestly, I was a bit scared. I did get a little scared of the dark kind of thing, and we're going to the top, and I want to wrap this up before the commercial. So we finally get to the top, and there's, what's that called? An altar and a little cabin part where all these magical roots from the trees where you can put your hands between, they receive this energy. And one of my girlfriends sang this beautiful mantra prayer. Oh my goodness. It was heavenly. It was honestly quite the experience. But here's the story part. On the way down, it's like midnight. It's midnight. It's cold. It's dark. We linked our arms, us three girls walking down. I was in the middle. I tripped, and then they were dragging me because they didn't know I tripped. And I thought I broke my ankle, and I thought, oh my gosh, we have 3 hours to get down this mountain. Like, what am I going to do? Well, they immediately drop and say, we're going to give you Reiki. Honestly, Andrew, I'm not even joking. I thought, this is ridiculous. I've broken my ankle. Reiki is not going to help me here. On the Mount Kurama of all things. Let me tell you, before this commercial, they did it. I healed and I walked down that mountain and I was freaked out and believed forever. Yeah, you're right. The receiver doesn't need to do anything. So we are going to go to commercial. I'm going to come back in.
Amazing.
Can you hear your thoughts on that?
Yay.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
I'm almost sad. We're back to our final little part before the show ends.
But and I'm loving these cat commercials. How fun.
I know. I think they do a great job with adding those cat whispers. You and I both love cats, and that's
I love your.
Wait, want to ask you?
I love your. I love your Reiki story. That's amazing. And you know what? You know, you were thinking, how is Reiki going to help me? That's just silly. But I gotta say, there was probably a part of you that believed in it, or at least, you know, we're talking about subconscious here, right? Not consciously.
Yes. Yes.
Or your higher self that knew, you need to get down this mountain, so you're going to have this Reiki, whether you believe it or not, type of thing. And that facilitated that part of the healing, you know, and there you go. And that's how it works. And that's, you know, and that energy is a higher vibration than a broken ankle. And, you know, there you go.
Right? I think what also, too, if you could address this, is about fears. Like, clearly, what happened to me when I said, that's not going to work, like, anger usually comes up with fear. My fear was, I'm going to let these girls down. I'm not going to be able to get down this mountain. And I'm going to be blamed. I felt horrible that I was not going to be able to. But that was a fear. So what do you... When people come to you, because this is, I love that you said that you're dealing with the subconscious. I mean, I do EFT tapping. I love that. But do you have to, has there ever been a client that's come to you who needed to, you know, just settle their fears a little bit or their anxieties and stuff before?
They may have fear. Not that they wouldn't feel better or be healed, and, you know, sometimes the healing takes, you know, layers, so it's not all, let's get to the core. But, yeah, I mean, in some cases, we may have to do some coaching. As you may know, I'm a life coach as well, and so we may have to do some coaching around what's really going on and where this is really coming from. But yeah, it definitely helps going into the Reiki session where you're not anxious, and you know, because Reiki's so, you know, it's totally non-invasive. It makes it a little easier. So explaining, you know, what to expect, which basically is, I'm not really sure either, but this is how it works. You basically lay down. It's okay if you fall asleep. It's okay if you're awake, and you know, we'll see where this goes. But basically, I'll just be clearing your energy so you can have a higher vibration when you leave here. So you may come in kind of feeling down, but you might leave feeling more relaxed, which is better than feeling down. So, I do incorporate the coaching to help with that.
Removed. It feels like you've just helped remove the responsibility of that. Well, I titled the show The Expectations of, you know, this energy healing. It feels like you've just given us all permission to just say yes and just be open, but don't have, you know, there's nothing more to be expected of you. Your responsibilities lie only to being open.
Yeah.
It sounds so beautiful.
Yeah. Basically, that's all you have to be, is just be open. Yeah. There's nothing really to expect. And you talked about protecting your energy earlier. The way I see it, I mean, many of us are busy. We don't have time to sit down and start protecting our energy or visualizing walls. But now and then, we should be clearing our energy. And Reiki helps with that. And there's other things that we can do to help clear our energy. But walking around feeling like we have to be in this invisible white bubble, or some people visualize a wall. I feel visualizing grounding is very important, and I think the grounding technique is probably a lot more protective than the bubble or the wall.
What's the grounding technique? Share with that.
One of the things I've taught my clients are, you know, it's simple. You can sit, you can stand, and you just close your eyes, and you kind of just go into meditation mode. So basically, you're in a quiet space, and maybe you could take a minute or two, just visualize. One of the ways you can do it is visualize roots going into the ground. So you don't have to be outside, although that's great as well. But you could just visualize your feet being planted by, like, roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, or, like, maybe spikes coming out of the bottom of your feet, and you're just grounding yourself. So grounding yourself is you're less likely to maybe be taken advantage of, maybe being walked over by people who are somewhat have a bully energy, and they may walk over the more sensitive people. You may just feel more grounded to the earth and more empowered. So I find that to be a great protection as well. So teaching that to people is a really good way to protect your energy, because you can now feel empowered, protect your energy, stand up for what you believe in, and there you go, right? Without feeling you have to.
Is there a name?
Which works as well.
Oh, sorry, not a name. Is there a symbol that's specific for grounding or quote-unquote protection of the symbols, with the Reiki symbols?
I mean, I guess the basic symbol that you would learn in level two, and some people teach it in level one, is the shukere. That could be more of a protective symbol.
Okay. How do you spell that? Well, say that. Like, sorry, because... Okay, is like S H.
Oh, how do I spell it?
Oh my God, you're right. Really
Shukere. Oh, geez.
We'll say it again.
Okay. Shukere.
Well, level one or. Okay, we'll go with that.
I learned it in level two, but I these days, you know, things are. And you'll see them online. And, you know, one of the things I should mention is, okay, you might see a Reiki symbol online. You might start using it. You might feel you don't need to learn Reiki to learn the symbols or to do the symbols. I'm a little bit old school. I would say that you definitely need to be attuned, which you would get when you're learning Reiki is an attunement. Yeah, so basically an attunement is you're learning Reiki, and you're going to be attuned to each level. So level one is self-healing. You would get attuned to that. And I talked about the Reiki energy earlier. So the Reiki energy can be present when you are doing your level one, which is basically self-healing, because you've been attuned to level one. When you learn your level two, you learn some symbols, you learn distant healing, you would get attuned for your level two energy. So it's almost like you now have the permission, or you're now have the mantle, or however you want to say it, to
do that
level of Reiki. So you might do them offline, which is okay. Many, many, many years ago, the symbols were so sacred. We didn't have internet back then, of course, but the symbols were so sacred that people would get their attunement in the dark. Now, nothing's sacred. So, yeah, you'll see them online, and you think you can use them and that, but you have to be attuned in order to have permission, so to speak, to use those symbols.
Right,
and so same for
like
level
a ceremony
three, learning
thing.
The master symbol. Yeah, well, Yeah, so it's a 1 minute thing that the Reiki master does. So you have to be a master to attune someone, and then master level you learn the master symbol, and basically you learn how to be a master, which is to teach Reiki, and again you get attuned to level master level Reiki. So attunement is a big part of Reiki when you're learning Reiki. Not anything you need to know if you just want to use it for yourself. But for sure, that's where the symbol comes in. So even just saying, you know, the symbol shukere, I don't have a problem saying it. Again, it was considered sacred in the olden days, but that would be the symbol, but not something you could use unless you're attuned to that
gotcha.
Level.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
I was imagining, like, just helping. So as we close this this beautiful, wonderful show, and I wanted to thank you so in advance of just sharing your time with us and even the energy that is going around through this whole call, like this whole everywhere. We're all feeling this. I'm so feeling this.
Well, I have this amazing testimonial. My vibration's been raised just being here, just being in your energy, Lisa. It's just always, you know, something that raises everyone's vibration. Just being, if anyone that knows Lisa is, she's never
so
a downer.
Sweet.
And I'm not surprised. It takes scarlet fever to get you to not that it brought you down, But because you're so high,
no, it was very helpful.
High vibrational person. It was, I'm not surprised it's such a, you know, high level of, you know, something to, like, slow you down. Sometimes.
Well, I'm glad it did, and that
kind of
bringing
the positive
came
out of it, didn't
today.
It? You were saying.
There's so many positives, and for everybody listening, if you're just even thinking that you would just feel a little better or a little clearer or a little bit more grounded or relaxed, then please look for somebody in your area that you feel right with that does Reiki. And if you'd like to even connect with Andrea, is Facebook the best way to connect with you, Andrea?
Yes, I have a Facebook page, the Empowerment Coaching Group. As well,
okay.
As they can, the best way to reach me is by phone. And
Ooh,
if you're not in the GTA, it would probably be long distance.
Or the country.
You can reach me by phone. Yeah, the country.
Okay.
So can I give the number?
You can give the number, and I'm going to put it up on our page as well. So, Andrea, the number, please.
Yeah. 416-564-5116.
Perfect.
And
I will repeat that.
Yes, Facebook is ideal as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Andrea, thank you so much for being a part of this. I'm going to do a 5-minute recap video for everybody coming shortly with I'll not bear my spots. And I'm so happy, Andrea. Thank you so much. I'm going to imagine little cleats, like a football player, on my shoes as I ground because I love football. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the football player grounding myself.
Yeah.
Go. Oh, okay. We'll talk to you
good
soon.
One.
And I'm just so happy. Okay. We'll talk to you. I will talk to you soon. Everybody, have a fabulous high vibrational day.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lisa. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.